don't have to live in sickness, disease, poverty, and sin. Jesus has paid the price for you to be free. Join Gloria Copeland from Healing School, a place to receive your healing. Now, here's Gloria.
Now look at Deuteronomy 28. It says in verse 61, also every sickness. Now this is what's under the curse. Every sickness and every plague which is written in the book of this law, them will the Lord bring upon thee until thou be destroyed. Every sickness. Why were they under a curse? For disobedience. They were under the curse because they didn't serve God. Verse 58 says, if you'll not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear the Lord thy God, and the Lord will make the plagues mighty, and the plagues of thy seed, and so on. These people didn't know God. They weren't believing God. They weren't following Him. They were going somewhere else, and the curse came upon them. The curse is out there, people. The curse is out there. Sickness is out there. We're not saying sickness doesn't exist. It's out there. We're saying that Jesus redeemed us from it. And if we'll believe the Word of God, we can receive our healing. It says there, every curse, it says in Deuteronomy 28, every curse, every sickness, even if it's not written down in the list of sicknesses, are written down in the list of curses, is under the curse of the law. So every bad thing, every sickness, every disease is under that curse. Now look over here where we live. Look at Galatians. Glory to God. Thank God for Jesus. What did He do? He bore that curse. He bore every sickness and every disease so that we can be free. Thank you, Jesus. Look at verse 13. Well, let's look at 11. Well, let's look at 9. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. What is faith? Faith is believing what's written in the Word rather than what people say or the health report says or any other bad thing. Blessed are they with faithful Abraham which be of faith. Verse 11 says, the just shall live by faith. Well, let me see. I skipped a scripture there. Look at 10. For as many as are under the works of the law, we're not there, we're under grace, are under the curse. For it's written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all the things which are written in the book of the law to do them. There was the blessing and the curse, but people couldn't live without getting under that curse because they couldn't obey what God said. But that no man is justified in the sight of God by the law, it is evident. The just shall live by faith. Glory to God. Faith believes the Word of God, and faith does the Word of God. Faith brings faithfulness. So it's not enough just to believe to be free. You have to actually do and obey God. The just shall live by faith. The just shall believe by believing God's word. And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. So whatever the law says, if you're not going to be under faith, you're going to be under law. Christ has redeemed us. Now this is me we're talking about here. This is you. Christ hath redeemed us. He bought us back. He paid the price. Glory to God. From the curse of the law. Now, what did we say? Over there, it says that every sickness and every disease is under that curse. So Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ, has redeemed us. How did He redeem us? He gave His own life for us. He actually gave His life. He died so that He died for us. He took all the curse. Think about one person taking all the curse. Every sickness, every disease is under that curse. Every bad thing that you can think of is under the curse. He took the curse on Himself. He died but he wasn't guilty. And he rose again. And when he rose again, he rose victorious over hell, the flesh, the devil, the curse, everything the devil could come up with. Jesus got our freedom from it. We're free from sickness and disease. Glory to God. It's a done deal. When you have a symptom of sickness come on you, you don't have to talk Jesus into the notion of healing you. You just have to step up to the plate and receive what he's already done. He's already healed you. The worst, crippling, most terminal, dangerous disease, Jesus has already done it for us. He's already paid the price. It says, and then up here now, I'm going to read this again. The just, those who have been justified, those who have been made right by the blood of Jesus. That would be me. That would be you if you've made Jesus the Lord of your life. The just, those who have been made right by the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross shall live by faith. They shall live by believing what he did for us on the cross. We shall live, we shall be healed of sickness and disease by realizing and knowing and receiving that he already took that sickness for us. He doesn't have to take it again. He took it. That's faith. Glory to God. We have faith in the fact that he himself was made a curse for us. Christ, verse 13, the Lord Jesus Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. I know you've heard this before, but I want you to believe it this time. Christ has redeemed us from the curse. Poverty was under that curse. Having your children stolen was under that curse. Every sickness, every disease was under that curse. Being the tail and not the head was under that curse. So what does the Bible say about us? We're the head and not the tail. Why? We're not under the curse. We've been redeemed from sickness. This is a done deal. So when the devil tries to put sickness and disease on you, don't start talking it. Don't receive it. Don't receive it. Rebuke it. Say, I'm not taking that. I rebuke you, fever. You're not coming on my body. I've been redeemed from the curse of fever. I've been redeemed from the curse of cancer. Jesus took cancer. He didn't just take the little stuff. He took it all. Glory to God. And I get to live free. Christ has redeemed Gloria Copeland from the curse of the law. Say that about yourself out loud. Christ has redeemed from the curse of the law. It's even written, for it is written. Glory to God. It is a done deal. Cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Oh, my Jesus. The same time he took your sins, he took your sicknesses and your diseases. They don't belong to you anymore. The price has been paid. They've been bought for a great price. Our Savior, Jesus himself, took it. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. Well, the blessing of Abraham is everything you need. Glory to God. It's abundance. Poverty's a curse, you know. It's a curse. It is a curse. If you don't know that, you've never been there. It's a curse. Jesus took poverty for us. He took sickness for us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But let's get this part. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive. What did we say about receive this week? That's how you get faith, isn't it? You believe, you receive when you pray. And we looked at that word, and it means to take. Young's concordance says the word receive means to take. So you have to take it. That we might take. Take what? Take what we just talked about. Take the promise of the Spirit through faith. Take what? That Jesus himself bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases. That he was made a curse for us. That he took poverty for us. That he took everything. I mean, everything you can think of is under the curse. You need to know what's under the curse in Deuteronomy 28 because every one of those things you've been delivered from. And really, you can't come up with any bad thing. You can't come up with any curse that's not written in that portion of Scripture. So what is the answer? Believe in God. Faith. Faith. Faith that we might receive, take, enjoy the promise of the Spirit through faith. Hallelujah. So we've been redeemed from the curse. All we have to do is exercise faith, which amounts to what? Believe in what the Bible says. Any dummy can do that. We can believe what God Almighty says. We can believe what the Scripture says about our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So we've been redeemed from the curse. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, let's look back over at Psalm 103. Who redeems thy life from destruction? Who crowns thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. See, that is the redemption from the curse, and that is the blessing right there. He crowns thee. And you could say, he blesses us with loving kindness and tender mercies. We've been redeemed from the curse that the blessing might come on those who are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, today we're centering up on the blessing of healing and health. We've been talking a lot about the blessing being redeemed from poverty and having the blessing being enough and having plenty and having our needs met. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So this says, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles in Psalm 103. He executes righteousness and judgment for those that are oppressed. He's done that and he does do that. He made known his ways to Moses and his acts to the children of men of Israel. The Lord is merciful. Is he not merciful? Is he not merciful to take the curse for me? So that I don't have to live in sickness and disease and poverty and sin, but I can have life and have it more abundantly. I can be born again, be a new creature in Christ Jesus, a new creature who has plenty, a new creature who's not sick, a new creature who has peace. Hallelujah. Church, this belongs to us. This is ours. Glory to God. Slow to anger, plenteous in mercies. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. So we have good word already that we're healed. We were healed. Jesus himself bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases.
Come to these exciting meetings. A Behind the Mission Weekend with Stephen Kelly Swisher is June 25th and 26th in Lombard, Illinois at the Weston Lombard Yorktown Center. The Copeland Family Meeting in Long Beach, California is July 8th through 10th, 2010. Come and meet the family, George and Terry Pearsons, Stephen Kelly Swisher, John and Marty Copeland, and Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons at the Long Beach Convention Center. This year, the Southwest Believers Convention is being called Homecoming 2010. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, and Creflo Dollar August 2nd through 7th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. The Behind the Mission Weekend in Orlando, Florida will be September 24th and 25th with Stephen Kelly Swisher at the Hilton Orlando Bonnet Creek. For more information, call 800-600-7395 or visit our website at kcm.org.
Tell me about Good Friday. What is Good Friday? We know from the Scripture that he arose on the first day of the week.
Friday, soon.
Friday. Wait a minute here. I thought he is in hell 3 days and three nights.
Yeah.
That week was a high Sabbath. You remember he said it's the Sabbath? We don't want to break his bones because this is the beginning of the Sabbath. That was not on a Friday evening. It was a high Sabbath. It was on a Wednesday evening.
Wow.
He suffered Adam's penalty for treason. He suffered all sin. Like he sinned every sin possible to the human race. He suffered every sickness possible to the human race. He took your sin and mine. He absorbed it as a sacrifice. And he went into that pit in the lowest possible place. So there's not a sin that could be committed that he didn't suffer for.
Oh.
And then he defeated it. And he ripped its core from its being. And he slapped Satan. And he took his keys from him. And he stripped him of his authority. He stripped him of his everything. He stripped him of everything he ever had. And he announced his demise forever.
I'm Diane Spillers, and I'm from West Monroe, Louisiana, and this is my precious dear sister in the Lord and friend, Judy Collins. We've known each other for years and gone to church together and just lived life. Last year was our first visit to the conventions. I was very ill. There were multiple medical issues going on, and was at a very hard place last summer. Judy just had a desire to take me somewhere to get saturated, as she said, and I was wanting to go to the beach.
We had talked about going to Florida, and I knew she had to rest. I knew that. And just one day on the phone, I said, "Have you thought about going to Kenneth Copeland's? Have you ever wanted to go to Kenneth Copeland's?" And she said, "No. No, not really." And I said, "I don't know. I think some good things are happening. Maybe we could think about it." She said, "Okay, we'll think about it." She finally called and she said, "You know what? I think we need to go." And I said, "Okay."
Our crew visited with Diane Spillers and Judy Collins during the second year that they attended the convention in Fort Worth. These gracious Southern women shared their stories of the journey that led to two supernatural events that took place during the 2008 convention when KCM cameras captured that first interview.
Several years ago, I had what they now feel was a pulmonary embolus. I have been diagnosed with multiple TIA, stroke, arterial ischemic spasm, coronary, and the other night Jerry Savelle was preaching and then Brother Phil Driscoll was ministering and he blew the shofar and they were teaching on the Jubilee, and I felt something then. I felt, I am healed. You know, we declared and we blew that voice of triumph and faith and declaration, and I knew I was healed. All symptoms didn't leave immediately. Healing was a progression for me, but within 21 days off all medication, and I've had not one TIA, not one stroke, and it has been one year.
Right. And so she's been able to start walking and exercising. I've gone to walk with her, and you know, I mean, she's just free.
After 2 years of many strokes, exhaustion, and limited mobility, Diane Spillers, devoted wife, mother of 10 children, and grandmother of 7, was finally able to regain her life and energy, and healing continued in her body. However, a shopping trip nearly delayed the second gift from God.
She said, "Well, what we can do is we can shop and just go to the meetings that we want to." Well, when you began, there wasn't a meeting you missed. And then it came to me, I thought, "Father, okay, the student shows up, the teacher appears." And I thought, "I'm going to be at healing school. I'm going to be at everything that they have." And so that's where the connection came, because when I came to healing school, Brother Copeland had a word.
That word from Kenneth related to an accident in 1992 when Diane was hit by a drunk driver. She suffered serious injuries that left her with metal pins, plates, and screws. With limited mobility and an intense amount of pain, Diane struggled to run her household and raise young children. During the next 2 years, Diane suffered 2 miscarriages, 7 surgeries, and delivered 2 more healthy babies. With 10 children at home, Diane endured 5 years of multiple symptoms before she was miraculously healed in 1997. 9 years later, during that healing school, Diane was suddenly reminded of a prayer that she had spoken many times.
Injured necks. People that have been injured in the neck. Car wrecks, injuries to the neck are being healed and made whole. In at least one case, there is restoration coming. And the difference between healing and restoration is the bones in your neck are having to be miraculously restored in order for your healing to take place. Praise God.
Well, I grabbed my neck. Well, y'all caught it on tape. And they showed it on a feature. I had no idea. And I went, oh, praise God, you know. But for us in Louisiana, that's lagniappe. That's above and beyond. I mean, I thought I came and I got healed, and now God's going to restore my bone. Immediately, I got more mobility. The plates and screws are still there, and it was so sweet. I thought God was faithful because, you know, he didn't leave any room for the enemy to bring doubt against my mind. Kenneth said, well, wait a minute. You know, he said, healing's one thing. A miracle's another thing. Restoration takes time. So, and coming back this year, I've learned about patience.
Now, why was it important for you all to come back again in 2009?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. We just couldn't wait.
Yeah.
We just love it.
Well, it is so empowering.
It is. It's life-changing. I mean, everybody needs to experience it.
And it's been a total year, and I am strengthened. I am well. I am whole. One of the messages that they resounded last year was God needs us. And I've set out and I've done things I've never done before. And I'm excited. I'm encouraged about all that he's doing, all that he's pouring in me to pour back out. You know, the seed of hope, you know, the seed of belief, you know, that's exciting and that's contagious. You know, people get excited when someone else is believing and they'll dare to believe.
When we cry, restore, God restores.
Diane was healed of several things. You know, you can be healed of more than one thing at a time. God restored her. He renewed her youth, and he moved her into the blessing. And she's walking in the fullness of life, whole and without pain. Now, that's God's will for you. I want to pray for you. Father, I lift up every person right now that needs healing or needs help in their finances or has needs of any kind. We know that you care, and we know that Jesus took the whole curse for us. So in faith, we command you to be healed, to be blessed, to be restored. I command you to receive the wisdom of God. If you need wisdom in certain areas, whatever it is, get on the believing side. Say, I take my deliverance. I take it. I take my healing. I take my answer. You're going to have to get up on the inside, and the way you do that is listen to the Word of God like you heard today. So don't look at your circumstances. You're the healed and you're the blessed. What do? You don't look at circumstances. You begin to look at the Word of God. What does God say about your healing? What does He say about your prosperity? Glory to God. Today, Christians celebrate Good Friday. Over 2,000 years ago, Jesus paid the price for us to live healed and saved. He paid the price for us to live strong. He was beaten. He died on the cross. He was raised from the dead so that we can be raised from the dead, so that we can be well and we can be blessed and prosperous. How can I say that? Because all of that was included in the curse of sin. And Jesus himself on that day delivered us from the curse of sin. Jesus is alive, and we're celebrating his resurrection this day. He's raised us up, the Bible says, to sit with him in heavenly places. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's done it all for you and for me. I want to receive the offering today. And I'm going to pray over your finances. So get your offering ready or determine what you're going to do. Remember this, he who sows sparingly and grudgingly will also reap sparingly and grudgingly. And he who sows generously, that blessings come to someone, will also reap generously. That each one give as he has made up his mind and purposed in his heart. So when it comes to our giving and our offering, we listen to the Lord, we do what he says, and if we'll learn to listen to him about when to give, how much to give, we'll have plenty because he knows what's coming, he knows what we need, and the key to our abundance is hearing from heaven and obeying. You say, well, I don't have anything to give. Well, give something. You know, give something. If you just give a piece of clothing to somebody, give, give, give. I'm going to pray over your offering. Thank you, Father, for blessing the people. I speak healing. I speak deliverance. I speak manifestation of increase into their lives. And I thank you for it. By the power of God, be blessed. Be prosperous. In Jesus' name, receive what belongs to you. We've been redeemed from poverty and put into abundance by the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Send us your prayer requests. We pray. People here pray over every prayer request. We also want to hear the testimonies of what God's done in your life. We rejoice when we hear how the Word has done wonders and signs and blessings in your lives. Next week, Ken will have David Barton on as his guest on the Believer's Voice of Victory, and you don't want to miss those two. It'll be dynamite. I'll see you again soon, and remember, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a copy of this week's broadcasts, visit us online at kcm.org or call or write to us today. As we prepare to celebrate Jesus' victorious resurrection this Sunday, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to remind you that God loves you. Invite loved ones to church this weekend and share the good news of Jesus Christ with your family and friends. If you need prayer, we're here for you 24 hours a day. Call us at 800-600-7395. No matter where you are, if you have internet access, you are seconds away from life-changing answers thanks to the power of search, all new at kcm.org. It's easy. Just find this keyword search block, enter a word, speaker name, topic, or scripture. Search gives you instant 24/7 access to more than 40 years of revelation and inspiration from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Try the new keyword search today at kcm.org. The world around you is changing every day, but one thing remains the same, God's Word. The Believer's Voice of Victory magazine is full of life-changing teaching that will help you and your family live in the fullness of God's blessing. Build your faith as you read Word-based teachings from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and the real-life stories of believers from around the world. Request your free subscription today. The Believer's Voice of Victory magazine, words you can build your life upon.